With a look at your latest news from the Radio Cayman newsroom, I'm Jevy Ebanks. In the wake of the discovery of several birds with H5N1 avian flu at a West Bay farm, the Department of Agriculture has announced a temporary suspension of all inter-island movement of live avian species, including poultry, between Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman. The 21-day restriction includes both export and import of live birds in either direction, part of enhanced disease protection and biodiversity measures. Over the weekend, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta appealed to the farming community.
I want to encourage farmers and agricultural workers to maintain heightened surveillance of their animals over the coming days and report any unusual illness or mortality immediately to the Department of Agriculture. Proper biosecurity practices, including limiting visitor access to farms, maintaining clean equipment, and monitoring bird health, remain our strongest defense.
Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes reminds the public that so far there are no known human cases of H5N1 avian influenza in the islands. Individuals who had direct involvement in initial response work have been tested, and all results to date have been negative. That said, it's important to use good hygiene.
Please make sure you are practicing basic hygiene, such as hand washing, and that you're continuing to properly prepare and cook poultry, meat, and eggs before consuming them as we enter the festive season.
Human infection with H5N1 typically occurs only after close contact with infected birds or dead animals. Health officials say avoid touching sick or dead birds or animals and to seek medical guidance if you have symptoms following potential exposure. Human symptoms may develop 2 to 14 days after exposure and can include fever, cough, sore throat, runny or congested nose, shortness of breath, or red, irritated eyes. Anyone experiencing these symptoms after possible exposure should contact Public Health at 244-2889, 244-2621, or 244-2561. As to handling of live birds, the Department of Agriculture will provide further updates as the situation develops. For more information, members of the public can contact agriculture@gov.ky or by telephone at 947-3090 or 916-7146. Keeping with bird flu news, it's a bit of housekeeping for government. On Sunday, government gazetted the Animals Act Notifiable Disease Order 206, which amended the law in the definition of notifiable disease. The new order inserted avian influenza in Section 2 of the Animal Act. You can find the full order online at gov.ky. In other local news, police are warning about a spike in fake vehicle sales ads on Facebook and are asking anyone who has been caught out to come forward. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
A 35-year-old man living in Georgetown is under arrest on suspicion of obtaining property by deception after a buyer paid a deposit for a car advertised on Facebook and then stopped hearing from the seller. Officers believe he may be connected to other similar complaints now under investigation. Drivers are being urged not to send deposits or other payments for vehicles until they have verified that the ad and seller are legitimate. For example, see the vehicle in person or by using other reliable methods of verification. Police are also advising the public not to share copies of IDs, bank details, or utility bills unless they're sure an offer is legitimate, since scammers could use that kind of information to commit fraud or confirm a victim's home address. If you have been communicating, or someone you know has been communicating with a 1-868 area code about buying or leasing a vehicle, you're encouraged to verify the offer. And if there's anything suspicious, stop contact and report it to police at 949-4222. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. The Auditor General has completed the 2020 audit of the Cayman Islands Airport Authority. As Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports, while the books received a clean opinion, the report does raise concern about basic controls and governance.
The Auditor General has given the Cayman Islands Airports Authority a clean audit for its 2020 financial statements, confirming they fairly reflect the authority's finances. But auditors also flagged serious issues behind the scenes. They had to propose 47 adjustments worth $31.9 million to fix errors in the accounts. The report points to weak internal controls, including poor record keeping under international accounting standards and delays in preparing key schedules for assets, payables, receivables, and cash. Late bank reconciliations left long outstanding items unresolved, leading to audit adjustments of more than $582,000 to cash balances. Auditors also found the authority broke procurement rules by repeatedly extending two janitorial contracts, one as far as 2023, without a competitive tender after the original contracts expired in 2019. The report warns that bypassing open bidding risks wasting public funds and urges better planning and compliance with the Procurement Act. On governance, one senior official failed to file a 2020 declaration of interest, while another submitted theirs 4 years late. Management says it has been working since 2022 to ensure all key staff file on time. Several issues were flagged as recurring, including the lack of annual asset impairment reviews, weak checks on aviation fuel billing, and unsigned lease agreements with some tenants, leaving the authority exposed to financial and legal risk. Management has accepted all findings and committed to stronger controls, with most fixes expected by the end of 2024 and 2025. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. It's World's Aid Day, and as a part of local observations, you're encouraged to take advantage of free HIV testing. Director of Primary Healthcare Services, Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez.
The disruption of recent years has reminded us that public health threats do not pause, and neither can our response. Early detection, prevention, and access to care are essential. By working closely with our partners, we are strengthening our ability to reach people where they are and ensuring that HIV services remain accessible to all.
This year's theme is Overcoming Disruption, Transforming the AIDS Response. Free HIV screenings are available all this week at public health departments, at the Smith Road Medical Center, the District Health Centers across the islands, the Red Cross, and the AIDS Foundation. All screenings are free, confidential, and available on a walk-in basis. Civil servants have raised $26,030 through the CIG CARES Outreach Program to support Jamaican communities affected by Hurricane Melissa. The funds will go to the Government of Jamaica's Relief Fund and the Red Cross to provide immediate assistance to families in need. The Cayman Islands Government CARES Outreach Program, launched in July 2020, allows civil servants to contribute to charitable causes through voluntary payroll deductions. It was reactivated last month in response to Hurricane Melissa. Deputy Governor and Head of the Civil Service, the Honorable Franz Manderson, said the initiative was relaunched to ensure civil servants could play their part in supporting Jamaica following the disaster. Chief Officer Gloria Macfield Nixon stated that the contributions reflect the solidarity of the civil service, highlighting their commitment to stand with Jamaican neighbors in times of crisis. In addition, the government has also offered Jamaican civil servants the option of a salary advance to help their families directly impacted by Hurricane Melissa. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.